Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Who's the next great quarterback in fantasy football? Dave Richard will tell you next on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Welcome to FFT in 5. I'm Chris Towers here on the Tuesday, August 16th episode with Dave Richard. And we're here to talk about QB breakout candidates. Dave will give us 3 of his favorites. I don't want to say his 3 favorites because we're not going to go with the free spaces on the fantasy football breakout bingo board today because, look, if you're playing fantasy football, if you've been doing research, if you've been listening to our podcast, you know Jalen Hurts, Trey Lance, Justin Fields, those are kind of the 3 free spots when you're talking about quarterback breakouts. Expectations are so high for all those guys. I've got Hurts and Lance inside my top 12 already. Dave, I'm not sure if you have the same. I'm sure Hurts is there. I'm not sure if Lance is.
Hurts is 7th for me. I've got Lance, as we sit here right now, 13th.
The thing that those guys bring to the table is that rushing potential. And so I guess the first question before we get to the breakouts is, when you're looking for breakout candidates, is it as simple as rushing ability is what you're looking for? Is that, or is that oversimplifying it?
No, rushing is a good quality to have if you're a quarterback in fantasy football because you get all those extra points. But I don't think this is as simple as saying there's a quarterback who can run. He must be a breakout candidate. Mm-hmm. There's more that goes into it. And I think Jalen Hurts is an example of it. And the evolution of how I view him, I know we're not going to talk about him, but I used to be concerned that he might not be the starter for Philadelphia all season. Mm-hmm. I'm not worried about that anymore. I used to be worried about him being an accurate passer. I'm starting to not be worried about that anymore. But I'm still a little bit worried about just how productive he can be. Can he be the next Lamar Jackson? It's what holds me up a little bit. Can he be better than Kyler Murray? I've got Murray ahead of him. So I know that there's people that want to take him as a top 3 fantasy quarterback, others as a top 5. I'm not there yet, but he can still have his, this sounds silly for Jalen Hurts, the best year of his career up to this point, but he might have the best year of his career period this year or next year, given this opportunity and given the chance to play in such a good offense that it appears to be happening in Philadelphia.
All right, so let's go ahead and talk about some of those breakout candidates. Let's hear your first option.
The first one is another second-year quarterback. It's Trevor Lawrence in Jacksonville. Thought he looked good in the first preseason game. Thought he looked good by the time we got to the end of the year and he was away from the evil clutches of Urban Meyer and into an offensive system that at least resembled what typically happens in the National Football League. And he's definitely in one now. Working with Doug Peterson, that's a coach that does like to throw the football. We've seen that from him throughout his time in Philadelphia. Lawrence is a talented passer, and he's also willing to run a little bit. So he'll give you some of those rushing numbers that you might be craving. But I also think he'll throw, and I think he'll throw a lot. And the other thing about it is that I'm not sure how effective Jacksonville is going to be running the football. I love taking the chance on James Robinson with a mid to late round pick. And Travis Etienne, he's an awesome running back, but he's going to catch the ball a lot. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to be his biggest factor. So this is a team that could end up, especially when you take into account its secondary, this is a team that could end up throwing 575 plus times in 2022. Lawrence should take a step forward as a quarterback and potentially finish as a top 12 QB. There's no problem taking him in round 14 instead of trying to reach for Trey Lance in round 9 or Justin Fields in round 10 or 11.
All right, let's hear a couple other breakout candidates before we go.
I've got a theory that Miami is going to be a pass-heavy team. And I know that sounds a little silly because their new head coach came from San Francisco and the 49ers are great at running the football. And this coach specifically coached the running backs in San Francisco. But, Chris, I look at the running backs that Miami has. It's Chase Edmonds, who, like Etienne, excellent pass catcher out of the backfield. They've got Raheem Mostert, has a hard time staying healthy. Sony Michel has a hard time being good at a consistent level. I think you're going to see Tua Tagovailoa spread the ball through the air quite a bit. I think Edmonds will get some. I think Gesicki and Sed Wilson will get some. But I think most of it's going to go, to Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle. And those guys can make plays after the catch. So Tua won't have to throw 15, 20, 25 yards down the field. He should be able to find these guys in space and schematically count on them catching the ball and then making up some yards after the catch. That helps Tua's total. Would not surprise me if Tua Tagovailoa finished the season with over 4,000 yards passing and close to 30 touchdowns, which doesn't necessarily make him a top 10 or top 12 fantasy quarterback, but I think that's where he can get, and I think he's got upside to do even more than that if the two receivers prove to just work together flawlessly, stay healthy all year, and the Dolphins really don't run the ball as much as I think they're not gonna.
All right, let's get one more quick breakout before we go.
What about a breakout and for those super flex 2QB leagues? And I don't know if this is necessarily a breakout because we've seen Marcus Mariota play well before, but I was kind of reminded of how kind of good he can be at the preseason game against Detroit. And I talked to him after the game. I was there for the game. I thought he executed the first drive very well, took off on three of their 12 plays. So he's clearly willing to run the football. If he's doing it in a preseason game, he's going to do it in the regular season. And I think that he's got a chance to help fantasy managers in Superflex 2QB leagues get some cheap points. He'll run for 40 or 50 yards, maybe not necessarily every week, but let's say two out of every 3 weeks. He'll have a couple of multi-touchdown games. I'm a little worried about how – I don't think he's going to be as effective as Lawrence or maybe even Tagovailoa as a passer. And I do worry about him getting benched at some point during the year. Atlanta's eventually going to have to see what they have with Desmond Ridder. But I think that Mariota can be a contributor for at least the first half of your season, and you can draft him pretty late, and he's got some upside because of his rushing and because Atlanta's defense is terrible, and I think you're going to see the Falcons have to throw the football out this year. This is another team that's got a run game that I'm just not convinced will be very effective in 2022.
I agree with that one. I've been higher on Mariota than the consensus all along. I had him at QB 22, even before we saw him, you know, rush for a touchdown in that preseason game. So I'm pretty excited about him as a, you know, maybe more of a 2QB league kind of guy, but I think he can be very useful there. So I agree with that one. That's going to do it for our breakout candidates on Fantasy Football Today in 5. We'll be back tomorrow with more about quarterbacks. We'll see you then.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Dan Orlovsky, are you still a Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback available in the draft guy?
I think the three things that make it stand out for me are, number one, I think his ball placement versus man coverage is the best in the draft. Every quarterback in the NFL is accurate. He's got the best on tape. Number two, most transferable stuff to the NFL. And then I think the third thing is pocket peace.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.